This is St. Louis Public Radio. Amidst ongoing protests in the wake of the Jason Stockley verdict, local activists launched an economic boycott throughout St. Louis. It's in response to the treatment of African Americans who say they are disproportionately on the receiving end of economic and social disparities. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with Dr. James Fisher, a professor of marketing at St. Louis University, on just how effective economic boycotts are.
They're not always effective. In some ways, boycotting is just the reverse of marketing. And in that sense, their success depends upon things like publicity and motivation and compliance by those people who might potentially organize a boycott or engage in it.
Why does it vary?
Well, it varies because of a number of factors. It varies based upon the cause that is at stake. Sometimes the cause may be one that's widely shared. Sometimes it may be more focused. Sometimes the cause itself may be fairly well understood, but maybe the target of the boycott itself may not be fully understood or agreed upon by those that are being invited to join in the boycott. Sometimes the target itself may be particularly deserving of this kind of sanction, but at other times, perhaps the consumers or perhaps the public don't feel that the target is fully culpable. So those are some of the factors that are at play.
Well, when we're talking about that, this concept of ethical buying versus boycotting a business, can you talk about the differences between those two concepts and ideas? Because they're not mutually exclusive.
Right. Boycott behavior suggests a withdrawal of one's participation with that organization, whether it's buying their products or shopping at a particular retail location. So it's an effort to use economic power in a focused way to achieve a desired end. Ethical buying, on the other hand, refers to a kind of trait or even lifestyle that a consumer may engage in which he or she tries to be more thoughtful and deliberate in their buying behavior, where they may want to make a practice of making purchases from firms and organizations that are, say, perhaps especially in their way of perceiving things, socially responsible. Alternatively, maybe people want to make an effort to support local businesses, small businesses, minority-owned or operated businesses. There's a recognition behind ethical buying that economic realities are powerful ones and that one can harness or align one's own spending behavior in a way that promotes values and that maybe promote some sort of larger social good.
Well, do economic boycotts have the financial power to make that impact or have that effect?
I would say it would only have that kind of effectiveness as an economic weapon if the boycotting public is well informed, if they're motivated, if their action in observance of the boycott is especially publicized and noticed, if they get some sort of recognition. These are the factors that would contribute to a boycott that itself is effective as an economic kind of lever. So, yes, they can be effective, but effective boycotts in a narrow economic sense, I think, continue to be the exception rather than the rule.
Are there any particular boycotts that have happened in the St. Louis area that have been significant?
Yes, one in particular comes to mind. In the early 80s, Jesse Jackson helped organize a boycott of Anheuser-Busch. Jesse Jackson urged African Americans in particular, but all beer drinkers in general, to boycott Anheuser-Busch products, Budweiser, for example, in Busch beer, making the claim that Anheuser-Busch did not have sufficient minority-owned distributorships. In retrospect, I would say that boycott was effective. Anheuser-Busch undertook in the aftermath of that to increase the number of minority-owned or minority-invested in beer distributorships.
does it make a difference in St. Louis if they were to have an economic boycott?
It will have an impact. I think it registers on the executives, the managers, those who are governing the organization. Operating a business, I would say, again, to go back to your original question, maybe a small town versus a large metropolitan area. I think managing a business in a large metropolitan area requires a kind of, on the part of management and ownership, a kind of sophistication about diversity. The fact that you've got different customers representing different segments. And we live in an era, I think, in which many businesses are finding the competitive environment especially intense. And so the fact that a segment of the market is either making a protest or asserting a kind of interest, I think progressive businesses, smart businesses, are going to listen to that and try to be responsive in important ways. I think it requires a kind of long view about community relations and the role of that business in the community. More and more businesses recognize that not only do they have a kind of responsibility to the communities in which they serve, but they realize also it's a challenge to communicate to that community what they are doing and what they intend to do and maybe how the community can help it as they try to discharge their responsibility within that community.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.